我有個建議呢，就是將議程有稍微調動的，就是將荃灣區罪案報告第十六十七項議程呢，就是提早。咁想問各位議員有冇反對咁嘅調動安排？如果冇呢，咁我哋就係第十六項議程，荃灣區罪案報告2021年4月至5月同埋2020年4至5月嘅罪案數字比較，荃灣區議會第36、21至12號文件，請金明耀先生報告荃灣區嘅罪案情況。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My report covers the period between April and May this year. And during the period under review, overall crime in Chun Wan increased from 405 cases to 459 cases, as compared with the same period last year, representing an increase of 13%. The overall detection rate was 35.5%. You will have noted the upsurge in burglary cases in April and May, which saw an increase of 16 cases when compared with 5 cases in the same period last year. Two-thirds of the cases occurred in residential buildings, whilst around a quarter took place in offices located in industrial buildings. As a result, police have enhanced patrols in the vicinity of residential and industrial areas to deter burglars, while publicity will continue to be done to remind members of the public to keep their premises secured in order to prevent these crimes. It was strongly believed that the majority of these burglaries that took place in the vicinity of the town centre were committed by a burglary syndicate. This syndicate was apprehended by police, and as a result, there's been a noticeable decrease in burglaries in the following months. The figure of miscellaneous thefts also rose during the period under review from 52 cases to 75 cases in April and May this year. This was mainly due to the rise in the number of unattended properties being stolen in shops and restaurants, which attributed for almost 70% of all miscellaneous theft cases. Crime alerts were disseminated to shop owners and security companies to remind staff and customers to remain attentive to their personal properties. Deception cases continue to weigh heavily on the crime figures in Chun Wan, accounting for more than one quarter of all reported cases. The number of deception cases recorded a slight increase of 12 cases, with a total of 120 cases reported during the reporting period. E-shopping fraud remained the most prevalent modus operandi, with 45 such cases recorded. The successful containment of deception cases shows that the public has developed better awareness of such crimes through our publicity campaigns, such as Project Unveil, an anti-cybercrime publicity project. Publicity is the best way to tackle these types of crimes, and we will continue our effort in publicity and education in order to raise awareness within the community. We have also continued our efforts in tackling illegal gambling activities within the district. In April and May, 7 gambling raids were conducted at identified gambling black spots, with 58 persons arrested. Regular enforcement will be continued to curb illegal gambling activities, especially during the current pandemic situation. I would like to thank district councillors for their cooperation with the police in tackling this long-standing problem in Chun Wan. As you're aware, traffic enforcement remains one of our key concerns. We continued stringent traffic enforcement with satisfactory results obtained at concerned black spots, with more than 22,000 fixed penalty tickets issued in April and May. Vehicles which cause a serious obstruction on our roads continue to be removed timely to ensure road safety to all users. As a result, a total of 30 illegally parked vehicles were towed away during the reporting period. That concludes my report, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. Thank you very much.
金融律師，請問有沒有議員就翻 警方報告有意見或者有問題。林石天議員、盧廷議員、黃家驊議員，咁林石天議員先。
多謝主席，咁多謝警務處頭先嘅報告啦。咁有幾樣嘢我希望警務處可以再加把力度啦，咁去協助去解決啦。咁呢啲都係好多街坊嘅意見嚟嘅。咁第一樣嘢呢，就係想講返喺明日居對出呢，即係嗰個停車場嗰度呢，嗰個違泊又開始嚴重咗。咁但係因為佢個停車場出口呢，就俾啲違泊嘅車輛呢就阻擋咗個視線呢，就有幾次差啲釀成交通意外。咁另外沙咀道上翠苑對面呢嗰度洗車屋嗰個情況都係啦。咁因為有好多車呢排隊入去洗車，咁變咗佢霸佔咗其中一條行車路，咁導致咗呢又亦都有加埋有啲違泊呢係嚴重影響到一啲車輛嘅視線。咁所以我希望喺呢兩個地方呢，即係警務處可以多啲去做嗰個執法啦，咁令到條馬路可以暢通翻，減少嗰個意外嘅發生啦。咁另外仲有就係荃貴街嗰度都係啦，荃灣花園荃貴街都係呢排咧，亦都多咗一啲嘅車輛咧，就係違泊啦。咁但係佢違泊個位置，甚至乎係泊咗喺停車場出口啊。咁依個亦都係好容易有一個意外發生。咁我都希望即係警方可以加緊去巡邏，去阻止呢啲嘅情況再發生啦。咁仲有就係近日咧，咁劉卓宇議員都有提及過嘅，就係一個電話嘅 PayMe 嘅電話騙案啦。咁呢排我哋都接多咗，咁我哋都希望警務處可以多啲嘅宣傳啦，去叫希望大家可以留意啦。另外呢個我就係幫呢一個前議員啊葉成聰問翻嘅，咁佢喺7月15日咧，佢有個事主報案就關於商業詐騙嘅問題，咁警方當時咧就話有份文件遺失咗，咁我希望金榮耀指揮官可以喺會後咧係回覆翻我哋呢個問題，唔該主席。
好，唔該曬。跟住請陸廉忠議員。
多謝主席，是跟交通和這個噪音投訴有關的。第一點就是楊屋道呢貨櫃車違泊問題都頗為嚴重，有時呢會引致一些、其他問題。7月後晚有一架貨櫃車呢就如常在樂遊居對面的楊屋道呢深夜違泊在這裡、咁呢就由於當天是位於荃灣道楊屋道尾的中國石油做優惠日，所以搞到很多私家車慕名而來，楊屋道東行線大排長龍，貨櫃車頂死之下交通大擠塞，響安四起，而且直接近11點的夜晚黑，希望你們警方可以靈活執法，例如在知道優惠日之前的晚上多些做抄牌，就逼這些車走了。第二點，德士古道和碼頭霸道交界深宵的搬運問題都頗嚴重，應該是跟金泰線的其中一個角位有關的。金泰線就屬於舊式的公務大廈的設計，很特色的，由地面吊東西上二樓平台間中都會發生，又要揀在凌晨一兩點才進行，就要有些深宵噪音問題，引來附近居民的不滿。咁我已經提了這件事相關的事主，下次遇到重類情況一定要打電話報警，我深信警方是會立即跟進的。但由於那個位置間不中都有這類深宵噪音問題，我希望警方都可以間不中深宵派一些人員去那裡巡下，即是警告一下那些有關人士。
黃家驊議員。
多謝主席，咁就有睇翻數字嘅報告，有幾樣嘅狀況都要加把力嘅。咁就入屋犯法啦，就係、是、毒品啦、三合會啦、勒索啦。咁呢幾樣嘢都要加把勁啦，因為睇翻嗰個數字上都有上升較為大啲。咁而我睇講翻梨木樹村一啲嘅聚賭問題，亦都多謝阿周 Sir 都叫。收到我哋一啲嘅街坊嘅情報，咁亦都有做一啲行動嘅，咁都希望就加密多少少啊，像讓呢、這個即係賭風咧，就唔好繼續蔓延去其他嘅位置，亦都希望可以多少少行動，令到啲街坊可以走翻去一啲正常嘅活動裏邊。咁我想講一講咧，就係一個假日，唔好話假日啦，就算平日，即係啲。揸車嘅人想搵個地方泊位， 我想講係荃灣廣場附近啲車房喺個標位度維修啊，咁霸標位洗車又霸標位。咁我都睇過一啲嘅好幾年前一啲嘅報告，政府即係審計署話嗰啲標位其實係即係唔知點解唔賺錢嘅啊，因為企喺度都冇錢入嘅，因為全部都係車房。我見過有一間鋪頭，佢有三架自己排頭嘅工作車，就擺咗四個位。另外一個位呢就係佢車房出入就唔俾人拍嘅。咁呢個係引致嗰個荃灣廣場一大個擠塞問題，係有少少關係啦。咁都希望即係同事又幫下手，多謝。
好，哦，你佢就係㗎。 OK， 好，林飛宇。
係，多謝主席。想問翻就係喺依個打擊依個電話騙案上面咧，因為其實即係之前其實係較早兩個月前啦，五月份咧，其實都已經有多位議員咧係立法會議員添啊，係同一個即係我喺我網站嗰出嚟 PayMe 嘅一個呢個電話騙案啦，咁好猖狂嘅呢個，因為咧我想睇翻佢嗰個電話來電，佢有來電顯示嘅。是不是走了啊？在這裡。那個來電顯示呢，在網上呢的而且他真的有已經是講明這個電話號碼的添的了。咁但係即係原來佢都仲喺度繼續可以打電話俾我，而且仲即係嗰個如果詳情大家可以留意返我 Facebook 啊，就做返個宣傳先啦。咁你我而嗰個居然佢哋係成個即係嗰個電話號碼喺網上已經係顯示過係即係就係嗰個電話，而點解警方係冇即係攔截到佢，令到佢可以繼續用呢啲咁嘅即係呢啲網絡去到去行騙呢咁樣。咁金額呢係介乎都係3000多元，因為 PayMe 嗰個嘢係即係如果你一佢收咗個那個叫 SMS 之後呢，俾返嗰個密碼佢，佢就好容易就可以侵入咗你 account。咁喺呢方面其實警方可以點樣加強，特別即係而家特區政府係宣傳係要用呢個e-payment， 係會有更多呢啲漏洞出現。咁喺警方裏面係點樣去加強到呢啲咁嘅執法呢？多謝主席。
唔該曬。咁我都喺度借個機會就多謝阿何耀榮先生啦，就做咗幾份關注，我哋都合作無間啊，好幫我哋即係一齊去溝通。咁都希望阿周正之先生呢，以後我哋都能夠同你上任嘅警民關係長一樣啊，我哋多啲溝通，多啲聯絡。咁都即係多謝兩位。除咗我會提出啊，同阿黃家燕一樣呢，就嗰個聚賭問題真係非常之嚴重，我哋差唔多每次開會都傾啦，咁希望即係警方都真係加強喺荃灣區，特別包括泥湖漁村唔同嘅地方個聚賭問題嘅掃蕩做多啲嘢啦。咁另外我會特別要提呢，就係一啲青年人呢就係借錢，跟住之後就俾人哋係叫做勒索。咁我有呢個個案其實都同警民關係講過㗎。咁有位青年人呢就借咗係2000元網上，即係求其撳上網就借錢啦，跟住之後呢就嗰啲人呢就用好多方法叫佢遲啲還錢，跟住然之後呢原來佢遲咗兩日還錢呢，跟住就還6萬，屋企人已經還咗4萬，但係一路都係用好多啲恐嚇勒索嘅嘢咁樣去做。咁我諗會後可以同即係警民關係主任再詳細傾啦。咁第二單呢就啱啱我喺小休嘅時間呢，就有個青年人呢就係俾人哋係種種原因呢就係話佢借咗300萬，咁佢就話我冇能力還錢，咁就話要你帶毒品，你唔帶毒品呢就要還錢，你兩者選其一。咁我哋睇到呢就而家好多啲網上或者各方面嘅行騙呢就針對我哋嘅青年人，即係用好多方法去即係令到佢呢就係即係永遠都還唔清債㗎啦，跟住就牽涉到我哋嘅屋企人啊、親戚朋友咁樣樣。咁希望其實我覺得唔難做嘅，如果警方係抽返嗰幾個人打電話去真係拉去捉去，你捉到一個就一個，即係已經係少咗啲人係再做呢啲咁嘅違法行為，令到即係香港嘅社會更加安寧。咁希望警方或者你哋偵緝嘅 CID 能夠真係針對性咁樣去捉返嗰啲人出嚟，等佢哋唔好再危害我哋香港或者我哋嘅唔同嘅家庭受到嚴重嘅影響。咁我交返個時間俾指揮官回應頭先各位議員嘅一啲提問同意見。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members for all your questions. There's questions from a wide variety of areas here, so I'll try my best to answer as many as I can. You mentioned, Mr. Lau mentioned about traffic issues, illegal parking at the black spots there. I'll certainly step up patrols to alleviate the situations at those locations that you mentioned. You mentioned two in particular, Chun Wing Street and Chun Guai Street, both of which are traffic black spots. And these have been a focus of attention to my officers, and certainly in April and May in Chun Wing Street, they issued 184 fixed penalty tickets, and in Chun Kwai Street, they issued 295 fixed penalty tickets. For the pay me scams, you are correct that publicity really is the way forward and is the key. And there is some evidence that the public are receiving the message. The number of victims is falling, thank goodness. This is territory wide, but we still need to be vigilant, and everything, anything that can be done to raise publicity or awareness in this area is greatly appreciated. And I'd be grateful if you too, district councillors, can also echo these key messages to your constituents, and certainly the police will do their part as well. Traffic congestion along Yong Ok Road outside the Petro China gas station at night. This is something that I've recently been brought to my attention. I noticed that some heavy goods vehicles parked along Yong Ok Road at night have caused traffic congestion to other road users. The congestion is further exacerbated when the petrol station is offering a discount on the pump prices, and then there will be usually a longer queue waiting for refueling. I've already tasked my officers to take stringent traffic enforcement action along Yong Ok Road at night, over the weekends especially. For instance, a heavy goods vehicle was found parked at Yong Ok Road outside PetroChina gas station last Saturday night, and our officers then took immediate enforcement action against the said vehicle. We will continue to conduct traffic enforcement in order to tackle the traffic congestion issue along Yong Ok Road. Some observations on the increase in crimes, as mentioned by one of the district councillors. Yes, we've seen an upsurge in the number of burglary cases in April and May. Like I said, we believe that this was largely a result of a burglary syndicate, which has since been neutralised. And the figures for the preceding, the following months of June and July are much lower in comparison. It's thanks to the good detective work of our detectives that they were able to apprehend this syndicate, and they were responsible for a large number of burglaries across the territory, not just in Chun Wan. Also like to talk about the deceptions. There's a total of 120 deception cases recorded in April and May this year, which represented a slight increase of 12 cases. As I mentioned, about more than three-quarters of the cases were computer-related. Amongst the computer-related deception cases, the most prevalent modus operandi was the e-shopping fraud, about 45 cases, followed by romance scam and compensated dating scams. So, again, as I mentioned earlier, publicity is the way forward. Triad-related crimes, they recorded an increase from 6 cases to 14 cases during the reporting period. 9 cases were wounding and serious assaults, while the remaining cases included 2 criminal damage cases, 1 trafficking in dangerous drugs case, 1 blackmail case, and 1 professing to be a triad member. In all of these cases, they were all detected, 100% detection rate, with 14 persons arrested. In terms of dangerous drugs, in between April and May this year, my officers conducted 32 anti-dangerous drugs patrols in the black spots you mentioned, and arrested 36 persons, 32 males and 4 females, aged between 18 and 69 for the offences of trafficking in dangerous drugs, possession of dangerous drugs, possession of Part 1 poisons, and possession of instruments and apparatus fit and intended for taking or consuming drugs. Our enforcement area in this will continue. If you see a high number of drug-related cases, it's due to the proactivity of my own officers in trying to detect these cases. The gambling situation at Lei Mok Su, as you know, gambling is one of my operational priorities. And to tackle the matter, we've adopted the three-pronged strategy comprising of deterrence, enforcement, and publicity and education. And between April and May, We have conducted one anti-gambling operation in Lei Mok Shu Estate with 15 persons arrested. Following such raids, the police have conducted publicity by way of press release and leaflet distribution to the members of the public. And apart from the enforcement under the gambling ordinance in order to deter people from group gathering during the pandemic, between April and May, we issued 52 fixed penalty notices under the CAP 599G to the gamblers and the onlookers. During a recent anti-gambling operation in the 11th of July, 7 fixed penalty notices were issued, and our enforcement here will continue. To multiply the effect of enforcement, we also work closely with the Housing Department, and in 2020 and 2021, a total of 19 residents have been allocated 5 points without warning under the marking scheme for estate management in public housing estates upon conviction of illegal gambling in public places. And we'll continue to monitor the situation and continue to adopt the three-prong strategy to combat illegal gambling activities. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.